Hey Todd, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, thanks for asking. Right off the bat, I'm just wondering if you can share some stories about the progress of these young safeties and the energy level that they bring to your secondary.
Well, they work hard every day. They spend a lot of time in the film room. Mentally, I'm more impressed with the progress than anything else. As rookies, obviously, they're going to have some growing pains, but they bring a lot of energy and they make their positive plays and they hardly ever make the same mistake twice. And their work ethic is what's going to make them great players, and that's what they've been working on.
Coach, a year ago in Carolina, I think, you know, we talked about here Coney Ealy just being right on the cusp of sustaining that success he had in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Didn't quite work out, and then the Patriots didn't quite work out. What has been the reason for his success there in New York?
Well, he puts his head down and he works. Obviously, I don't know what happened the last two places, but I'm glad we have him. He's been putting in the work. He's got the scheme down pretty good, and you know, sometimes it takes a few places for you to find the home, and he's found one here.
Coach, what do you make of Julius Peppers and what he's doing at his age?
That's unbelievable. I mean, he's playing like he's 25 years old, and that's a credit to him, keeping his body in great condition, not taking the game for granted. Obviously, he studies, and he's a great technician. That's just a credit to who he is.
When you watch the Panthers tape, have you started to see maybe opportunities for them to sustain a little bit more of the offensive production they've had in recent weeks than in earlier in the season?
Well, they've been sustaining it for a while now. You can see them sustaining it very easily. Beginning of the year, everybody's trying to find themselves, us included, but they found their niche, they found what works for them, and they do a great job at it.
Wondering if you could give us a quick scouting report of some of the weapons you see on offense in Carolina.
Well, obviously the quarterback starts first in the running game and in the pass game. He can beat you in and out of the pocket in a variety of ways. Highly intelligent, runs the offense great, understands the scheme well. I got two great running backs in McCaffrey and Stewart, inside and outside guys that can beat you in the run and the passing game. Obviously with Olsen coming back, they have their great tight end back. Not that the other, Ed Dixon was playing well to begin with too, so they got their tight ends back. Offensive line works very well together right there. You got Funches on the outside doing an outstanding job taking over for Benjamin. And, you know, they got the other two wideouts coming on, and they do a great job.
Coach, how important is it for you this weekend to get your running game going early to open up the pass, especially against a defense like the Panthers that ranks poorly against the pass?
Well, it's important to get it going every weekend, but, you know, you don't rank poorly against the pass when you're playing with a league and people are just throwing the football. You're just playing football and making everybody throw. So that's highly overrated. But we try to run the ball every weekend, and just judging the way the last game went against Tampa, we always got to try and establish the run regardless of who we're playing.
Todd, what do you see out of 99 for them short?
He's big, he's athletic, he can shoot the gaps, he can two-gap, overall football player outstanding.
He's a guy, he seemed to do a pretty good job getting in the backfield.
He does a great job getting in the backfield, all four of them do down there. I mean, they have a great defensive line. Everybody good?
Think so. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks.
All right, man. You take care, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right.
Dinner at what time?